I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. I Know How to Cook. That's the name of a new cookbook that hit U.S. stores this month. The original version is in French. In fact, it's considered by some to be France's cooking Bible. Accordingly, just about every household in France has a copy of Je sais cuisiner. Now, 77 years after its first publication, it's been translated for the first time, a literal translation, I Know How to Cook. And Clotilde Dussoulier, you adapted it for English, and you said you were very literal in the adaptation. Does that mean that you've kept such classics as boiled veal tongue for readers in the U.S.?
We have, although that is just a fraction of what the book is about. The book is very much a reference book on how to cook classic French dishes. So from the most basic vegetable, meat, and fish dishes to things that are a little more unusual, such as innards and offal parts. But that's really more anecdotal, I would say, on the scale of the book, which includes 1,400 recipes. So.
Right, and many quite accessible, a few obscure, but most quite accessible, and I should say beautifully designed with color photographs, a big difference, a far cry from the very gray original Je sais cuisiner.
It's true that the French version is very much a paperback style kind of book that people keep on top of their fridge and don't really think of as a glamorously designed book, but still one that serves its purpose beautifully.
Right. Now, I don't want to harp on those kind of odd dishes that we just talked about, but this morning we called a local grocery store here in Boston that's considered, you know, fairly sophisticated, and I asked them if they had a few of the things that you mentioned in your book. I asked them for teal, squab, and veal tongue, and they didn't have any of them. They didn't know what teal was. So if that butcher from a fairly sophisticated, you know, meat department doesn't really know what teal is, where does one find teal?
Yeah, I should say that the animals that you mentioned are game birds, so you would not be buying them from any butcher shop. It's more the kind of animals that you might get if you live in a place where those animals do live and you have a hunter who can provide them for you. Then you would turn to Ginette Mathieu for advice on how to cook it.
Right. Ginette Mathieu wrote the original one, Je sais cuisiner.
Yes.
Well, in France, I mean, how relevant is the original Je sais cuisiner? You know, if you're just graduating from college today and you don't really know much about cooking, are you going to always refer to this particular cookbook?
In France, it's very much the kind of book that the parents might give their child when he or she leaves the parents' home. It's used very much as a reference book. For instance, you want to make a roast and you just want to know how to cook it, you know, for how long and how you should prepare it, the kind of side dish that you might serve it with. So it's a very practical-oriented book.
Clotilde, what are some of your favorite recipes in this book?
Well, there are 1,400, so it's very hard to name favorites.
Right.
For instance, I like the gougères, which are the cheese puffs.
Yeah, I love those.
I like them because, first of all, they're very, very good. Also, they're not that hard to make, and they really make an impression because not everyone knows how to make pâte à choux, the pastry dough that goes into those. But it's really very simple.
Right, and when you get it right and you get that gruyère, like right in the middle, you've got this fantastic combination of kind of crunchy on the outside and soft on the inside. It's so
and
good.
Slightly creamy. Yeah, it is. Very good.
Julia Child's classic, Mastering the Art of French Cooking, has just been reissued. I'm wondering how your adaptation of Ginette Mathieu's book compares with Julia Child's classic.
The big difference between Julia Child's book and Ginette Mathieu's book is that Julia Child had a professional culinary training, so her repertoire of recipes were very much chef recipes with all the technique and the sophistication that that entails, whereas Ginette Mathieu, she was a home economics teacher, so in her book, she takes home-style recipes and tries to teach them to home cooks. So they're a lot simpler and, in my opinion, less intimidating.
Say I'm trying to impress some guests and I want to cook something that's totally French but doesn't take a lot of effort and is fairly easy. What would you recommend from this book?
Well, I have one dish that I plan to make for friends who are coming to dinner on Saturday, and it's called lamb shoulder provençal, and it's a stuffed and rolled lamb shoulder. So you basically make a meat stuffing with herbs that you spread on the lamb shoulder. You roll it up, tie it up with string, which is always impressive for some reason, and then you baste it for 2.5 hours. It's a very simple but rather impressive dish.
I like that the secret to all impressive cooking is string. That makes life
yeah.
very simple for me.
It does.
I got to say, I often feel inferior to the French when it comes to cooking just like at home. Throw me a bone here. How many nights a week do you do takeout?
Well, Paris is not very takeout friendly just because few restaurants actually offer takeout. But we eat out a couple of nights a week, I would
Okay,
say.
I can live with that. Clotilde Dussolier, editor and author of the English adaptation of the French classic Je sais cuisiner, now in English as I Know How to Cook. Bon appétit and thank you.
Thank you very much.